This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. He has a brand new song out called Good Day. It's Griffin. Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
I'm doing really well, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So tell me all about this brand new jam.
So Good Day is the lead track off of my upcoming album, Psyche. It was a project in and of itself, incredibly complex to not just to produce, but also to write, because as simplistic as the lyrics are and as simple as the message is, trying to communicate the strong emotion that I felt while I was creating the song was, you know, a entirely different process.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, I feel like with many artists, it's a long process, and you want to make sure it's right the first time so you don't have to redo it, right? So
exactly.
You know, but the song is sick. It's catchy. It's fun. Why was it difficult though to produce it?
So the complexity of the melody and harmony and the way that the chords interact with my vocals was very different for me, because I am not a singer, but I
really?
Do love, I am not, but I do love harmony and melody to a degree that is almost unhealthy. So, you know, it's a whole thing. And, you know, I feel very personal about my music, and so I feel if I am denying myself access to one of my instruments, and vocals being my only innate instrument, then I am, you know, failing in my artistry to a degree.
Well, you know, I mean, you fooled me if you're not a singer, because you definitely can sing. I that's what I think, you know. I mean, you've only started producing music in 2021, you know, you started releasing some stuff on Spotify, and now you've released this in 2022. You know, how does this compare to your last work?
So my last album was a very, and this is the comment I get a lot, I sound like a watered down little peep, and you know, I'm okay with that. I'm very happy to take that compliment.
Who,
you know,
said
being
that?
Compared to him, just one of my old friends, you know, it was just this random one-off comment, but you know, I've actually gotten it a few times at this point, so you know, I'm just gonna take it.
See, I was thinking, but I was thinking more of like an MGK sound a little bit.
Yeah. You know? You know what? Yeah, I actually hear that. And there's a lot of MGK influence in my production. So, like, you can absolutely get that, especially from the song Attacked, which was very rock influenced.
Nice. Do you consider yourself in the, you know, kind of the poppy, like hip, like pop space? Or what do you classify yourself as?
So I don't like to classify myself as anything, and that's actually part of the problem.
That's fair. But if you had to if you had to choose like a genre of some sort, you know, where you love like the most, because like for me, I love all music, but I love, you know, alternative rock. That's my jam. Like if you put on like any type of Blink-182 or anything like that, like that's my shit.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Blink-182 is amazing, and alt rock is always a fun thing to listen to. But for me, it is majorly hip hop. I stay in that area for most of my, at least in my free time when I'm listening to music. I stay in that space. But if I were to answer your question, to classify myself, I would say hip hop is probably the closest. Very experimental hip hop at that. That's kind of the space I like to explore.
So the song is called Good Day. The album is called Psyche. But was it a good day when you were making the song?
Absolutely. I had just got off the phone with my girlfriend. I was feeling really good. Everything was just going right at that moment. The production for the rest of the album was going great. I was just in a great headspace when I made it, and I wanted to convey that headspace to other people.
So now, you know, we're waiting for the new album to come out, and it's not out yet. When is it going to be coming out? First off,
so the album's production is basically finished. Everything is in the final stages. I'm doing some post-production editing, and I'm doing my mixing and mastering stuff, trying to make sure we get that cohesive sound that we expect from a project. I'm gonna tell you now that we don't have a decided date yet, but
Damn.
It will be in the next month.
But you know, it does take a long time to make an album. And how many songs are gonna be on this? Are gonna be on Psyche?
So it's going to be, I don't want to reveal that yet, but I will tell you that we will have at least 7 to 8 songs on at minimum.
Why Psyche? Why go with that title?
So it's honestly pretty simple. So the entire album is an exploration of my deep mind. It is me going through a journey, trying to find the things that I am most uncomfortable with and the things I don't understand about myself, and trying to explain them and trying to deal with them in a way that that is best for me. And for me, coping is writing music.
And, you know, being that you are such a brand new artist on Spotify, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've performed before and, you know, you've kind of worked on your craft. But was it nerve-wracking to get out that first track last year?
Oh, you have no idea.
I want to hear about it. What was the struggle? What was like, you know, what was going through your mind?
Well, so, I mean, on a lot of the songs, I am singing. And singing is a very revealing, you're in a very vulnerable space.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in such a vulnerable space, it is very hard to not let yourself get overwhelmed by all of the emotion, all of the feelings that are coming up as a result of being in that space. So the recording process for me was very, very difficult because I was exploring those parts of my last relationship that were very hard for me, were very terrifying for me. And that whole album was really me letting go, was me saying, I accept that she had a part of my life and that she was a piece of me, but I am letting that piece of me go.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, but, you know, I feel like also it's like there's so many singers out there. It's like it must be challenging to be like, oh, like trying not to compare yourself to other singers as well.
Oh, you know, when people like Anderson .Paak exist and people like Michael Bublé, who just have the most gorgeous, silky voices, who can just, and Bruno Mars,
yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
The way that he can just, every note is perfect, every harmony is perfect. I mean, it's upsetting.
It's
just
upsetting. It drives me nuts. I was in chorus, you know, back in, I don't even know, fucking high school, like a long time ago,
yeah.
You know, and like, even then I wasn't the greatest singer at all, but you know, I at least tried, but I was like, there's no way I would ever be like a Kelly Clarkson of some sort, or I mean, maybe I should name a male singer, but you know what I mean.
I totally get your point. I totally get it.
You know, have you played other instruments before, you know, or was this the first time? You're kind of putting yourself out there as a singer, but have you done other things like, you know, outside of singing?
So, interestingly, music has never... So, my entire life, I have been able to compose. And what I mean by that is that my brain loves patterns, and music is just another pattern for it to decipher. So when I'm thinking constantly, I am hearing music in my head. I hear music right now. In fact, it is incredibly hard for me at any given moment not to be in front of a piano because I just feel like I need to be. But I actually just started playing the piano I bought my first piano about a year ago. It was a year ago, a week ago. So, you know, I actually haven't been playing instruments for very long. Mm-hmm. However, I have gotten to a point where I spend about 12 to 15 hours a day either making or practicing music. So I've been doing that for about a year now. I've just been steadily going on that grind. And you got to tell you, I'm never looking back.
You know, because you were originally from New Jersey, you know, and now you're living in California. Has that influenced your music at all? Moving from a place where everybody's tough on you to, I guess, really, it's kind of the same, I would assume. But, like, you know, California is a completely different monster, in my opinion, because I've been there, like, once, and it's just, like,
I feel like
it's completely shit compared to New York, you know, compared to everything else.
Well, you know, so I actually go to school at American University in D.C., so I actually spend most of my time, I'm on a break right now for winter, but I spend a lot of my time nowadays on the East Coast. Got to tell you, as far as everything is concerned, I have a pretty good perspective across the country, and like the biggest difference I will tell you is you're just bored less on the East Coast. You just have more to do.
You know, I mean, again, I was only there for a brief period of time. I think In-N-Out is a complete scam. That's what I think. I mean, I had it once. It's a complete scam. Five Guys is way better. I don't understand it, you know?
Well, you know, the thing about In-N-Out is it's totally a cultural thing. It's just we're so used to eating it for every, because it's everywhere. It is ubiquitous in California. So, yeah. You know, you get In-N-Out. Literally every exit on every freeway has an In-N-Out. It's like McDonald's. So, you know, we're just used to it. So I'm not going to talk it up too much. But I do enjoy a good animal-style burger when I'm really hungry, you know.
I'll be fair, though. It's
nice.
The only time I have had it, it was kind of cold because it was being delivered to me. In California,
you got to do it that way.
That's the only thing I'll say. But aside from that, I guess I'm a Five Guys guy. I don't know. I can't. I have to try it. I'll have to try it again, I think.
Totally get that.
Let me go back to this song, though, Good Day, you know, because we're going to hear it in just a few minutes here on the Web City Music Station. We're going to hear it on the air, and everybody's going to get to listen to it. You know, what do you want people to take from this song?
So the biggest thing, and it's a very on the nose message, because it's very apparent in the lyrics what I'm trying to get across, which is just that this and I planned this song as the final song on Psyche as a reminder, which is that after everything that I have been through, after all the topics, all the dark topics that I explore on Psyche, all of the drug abuse and the trauma, the broken relationships and the ways in which I was able to cope with those things, Good Day is kind of a reminder, not just to the listener, but also to myself, that even at the end of a terrible week, there's always going to be a good day. And that everything will always, every single rain cloud follows a rainbow, and that's always how that goes.
I love it. That is beautiful. That is heartwarming and beautiful, and it's spoken wonderfully. The album again is called Psyche, and I mean, I know we don't have a date yet when it's going to be released, but for those who want to follow you and make sure they are subscribed to Ready to Go to see that album whenever it's released, where can they go?
So you can check my Instagram at prodgriffin, PROD Griffin. And you can see me on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music. You can follow me on every streaming platform just under the name Griffin.
And I also think it's interesting that you're putting this song, which you've released early from the album, you're putting this last on the album. Because I feel like a lot of artists will put this as close to the first of the part of the album than anything, you know. So that's kudos to you. I think that's very unique. In a way,
I really appreciate that, but it really was by design. I released this song because, first of all, people had been begging me to release music, and I knew I had been waiting way too long to release music because I get way too into it. I'm like Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland in the way they make Rick and Morty. Like I spend hours going over every single detail, and that's why it takes them 2.5 years to release a season. It takes me about 8 months to release an album. So, you know, I'm always working on a project, but you know, people on the outside don't really get to see that. So I figured I'd at least release something, and especially something that had the caliber to which I expect my music to at least the standard that I expect my music to uphold. So, you know, that's why I released it. And that's why it's planned to be last on the album, is because, honestly, it is the reminder song. And I wanted people to be reminded that I exist, but I also wanted them to be reminded that no matter what's going on in their lives, it's going to be a good day at some point, and they got to hold out for that. And that's why I released the song.
Well, Griffin, I'm excited to see when the album releases. I'm excited to hear the album, and I'm excited to see where the rest of your career goes. Griffin, you can hear him on Spotify and everywhere there is music. But right now, you can also hear him on the website music station, Z Radio Live. This is Good Day. Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you for having me, Zach. I really appreciate it, man.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.